Yeah. Yes, Chorus theory. Here we see why Tyron Shifcha we can't trust and not called good Adis. On over there we say we could believe, and now over here we're saying we could believe our own Shifcha. Skumarin says, Amara Papi, be Shivuya Kilu. It could be by Shivuya, there's a new Sfar to say they're Makel. Henachanami, Namal, our own Shifcha, we're afraid maybe they'll lie taka. Mashenki, be Shivuya Kilu. Here it's a Shalash Shivuya, they're Makel by Shivuya. No, so really her own Shifcha were afraid, but by Shavuya here, where she's captured by the Goyim, it's only Yechshash B'Alma, maybe they'll live with her. So if we're here, we'll make and say if her own maid tells us that she saw the way nobody lived with her, we believe her own maid. Rav Papa says like this, Ha b'Shifcha dido, ha b'Shifcha didei. And there's a difference between her own Shifcha and her husband's Shifcha. Rav Ashi Yama, ha, no, it's right there. Is it true, Taka, that her own Shifcha we don't believe? That's what you want to say now, Nechnami, her own Shifcha we don't believe. That's what it says, B'yasta, Filo Shifcha means the husband's Shifcha, but not the wife's Shifcha. The wife's Shifcha we won't believe. For the Gemara, Tani, we learned like this, a person, now Mishnah, can't say this for himself. Mashm, as long as you're not saying on yourself, it's okay. Ha shivcha dido mehemna. Mashma, her own shivcha is also believed to say that her own shivcha saw the way her master she was, didn't live with the goyim. So you see, her maid is neman, and the Gemara now could be shivcha son naime katzmadomi. When the Mishnah says she's not believed on herself, her own maid is also called like herself. So it could be her maid is also not neman. Einachanami. But after we say a maid is neman, it could be the husband's maid, but not the lady's maid herself. Rav Ashi says like this, could be no, both are talking about her own private maid. And the case is like this, I'll tell you, when the Shivcha sees something, true, she's afraid to say anything, so she'll keep quiet, that's all. But she won't say anything. So what does that mean? Over there, what's the case? If a husband gives his wife a get, we don't want her to be alone in the room anymore, because we're afraid maybe they'll live together. So even if she has a shifcha there, it's no good, because if a shifcha sees the way the husband and wife are living together, she'll be quiet. She won't tell us. And we're afraid about that, that maybe she won't tell us. So therefore, she's not trusted. You can't have yichud together. But over hocho, in our case here, what happened? That this lady was captured by the goyim, so she has a shifcha with it. Hocho dishtikusa asrasa. If the Shivcha would just stay quiet and not say anything, so she's also, because Minastam we say when the Goyim with the army men come into the city, Minastam we say the army men live with all the ladies there. The only reason she'll be Tor is if we have somebody saying positively that they saw the way nobody lived with her. So her own Shivcha, she'll only lie by being quiet. Here, by being quiet, the master will still be Yasa, is Mehemna. Therefore, we believe the Shivcha. That if the Shivcha opens up her mouth and says that she was there the whole time and she saw the way nobody lived with her, we believe her. Fred Gemara Hashtana Mayasya Mashakra, maybe no. Maybe Tak it's true that the Shivcha saw the way the Goyim lived with her. Or maybe the Shivcha didn't see altogether. But maybe the Shivcha would lie. The Shivcha would lie for her own master to say that I saw the way nobody lived with her. And the Gemara Tatila Yovda. Hazoivait, no, we're not afraid. That the Shivcha should like not only be quiet, not tell us the truth, but to lie, that much we're not afraid about. Even her own Shivcha won't lie. So therefore, over here, where the Shivcha has to tell us, that what? That she saw the way no Goyim lived with her, if it was true that either she didn't see, or that the Goyim did live with her, she'd be afraid to lie. The Rashi says, Chad le'mishtak v'kakula v'yoyd d'maisi v'tishkar. So much she wouldn't do. To be quiet, like not to tell us the fact that she really saw the way the Goyim did live with her. But instead, you want to say she's going to come and tell us a lie, that she saw the way the Goyim did not live with her, that much we're not afraid about. So over there, the case before, where the man gave a get to his wife, wrote up a get, we don't want her to be alone, we're afraid to live together, it's also to be alone together in the room, even with her own Shivcha. Because there, for Shivcha sees, so just be quiet, she won't say anything. And by just being quiet, we say they're mutter. But over here, by being quiet is not enough, because we know the army men come into the city. The only way she'll be Tor is if the Shivcha tells us that she was Tor. So such a lie, we're not afraid to lie, therefore we will believe her. Kiho de Mori Barisik. Like the case of Mori Barisik, the Yamrulon, some say it was Chono Barisik. Also lay Acha Mibechuzoi, that a brother came from a Bechuzoi, and Omale, he said, Plug li benichse di Abba. So there was a case that the father died, and the three sons that were there went to Yashin, make Yerusha, to divide up the father's property. Now a fourth son came and said, you should know, I'm also a son. I want to get a chalukah here. Omalei, so the other brother said, Lo yadana lecho, we don't recognize you. We don't know who you are. We don't think you're our brother. Is osla kaima the Rav Chizda, so they came in front of Rav Chizda. Omalei, Rav Chizda said, Shafi kama lecho, it's true what the brother is saying. Because it's true the brother could still be a brother. Aye, the brothers say we don't recognize you. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, Vayakir Yosef es achiv, Fihein lekiru, Malam, it comes to teach us, that when Yosef left, his brothers, he didn't have a beard yet. And when he came back, he had a beard. Or when the brothers went down to see him in Mitzrayim. So the brothers did not recognize Yosef, but Yosef recognized them. See, also, it's possible that his brother, is it true? That he's really a brother? I and the other ones say, we don't recognize you. It could be, because when he left you, he was a young person. And now he has a beard, that's why you don't recognize him. Omalei, so Rav Chizda said, Zil Aisi Sadi Tiyachvat. So he told his brother, now go and bring Edim that you're a brother. Prove it. Omalei, so the brother said like this, you should know, Isli Sadi, I think I have Edim. Umistafina minei, but the Edim are afraid to say Edis. The Gavra Almuhu, that this other brother that's here, he's a big bully, he's a strong person. And they're afraid that Chreis will beat him up, will knock him off. So my Edom are afraid to come and say that I'm really your brother. So Omalei, so therefore Chizda said, Lidi Deir, Chizda said back to the other brothers then, Zilai Sinu At, Delav Achucha Hu. Then you bring Edom that he's not your brother. The Chizda went back to the big bully, the big brother, and said, you prove it now that this small one is not your brother. So Omalei, the brother said back, Dina Hochi, is it true what you're saying? Is that halacha? Usually the klal is hamoitzi mechaveri all of araya. Whoever wants to be moitzi mamon has to prove it. See that this younger brother, he says he's a brother. He wants to take away from us a portion of our father's yerusha. He should have to bring the raya, not us. Omalei of Chizda answered back like this:
That Hochi dainino lecho ulukuli alma chavrecha. This is the way I pass in for you and anybody that's strong like you. In other words, it's such a locha, you have to bring the proof. So Mori asked the question though, but hashta nami yosi mishakri, like what does it help to say that he has to bring the proof? Since he's a strong person, he could have people lie for him. So what's the big deal for him to bring Edim? That there it says, like we said before, tarti lo yavdi. Two things somebody wouldn't do. Somebody wouldn't come to lie for him. To say something against him, people are afraid, they'll be quiet. They won't say something against him. But to say something positive for him, to lie for him, for that we're not afraid, that people won't do. So, now the Gemara says, let's say it's a machlokes tanoim over here. It says like this, Zu Edus, this is an Edus about the Shibuya where a lady was captured by the Goyim, that Ishvi Isha, a man or a lady, Tinuk v'tinoikus, a kid or a young girl, Aviyo v'ima, the father or the mother, v'yachya v'yachoyso, your sister, the brother, are all neman to say that we know the way the other one was captured and the goyim did not touch her. Avoloi b'no bita, but your own son or daughter can't say edus for the mother. Loi avdo ushif chosai, who had been the own eved or the own shivcha of her, of the lady that was captured, her own eved or shivcha can't say edus for her. This is one braisa. V'tan yidach wrote in another braisa that hakel nemonim lohayit. Everybody is neman to say edus. Chutz only mehim no ubaila from she herself, the lady that was captured herself, or else her husband can't say edus for her. But mashma her own shivch, her own eved is allowed to say edus. So chutz estira. So more so like this: derav papi udravashi tanoihi. According to the way Rav Papi and Rav Ashi answered this theory before, like this now it has to come out for sure, it is a machlokes tanoim. Because before Rav Papi answered that b'shivuya hekilui, then in the case of a shivuya, we are captured by the goyim, it's only nisa the rabbanan, like, there we do believe her own shivcha. And here one man the yamis says, we don't believe her shivcha. So you see, it's a machlokes tanoim. And Rav Ashi also answered before that even her own shivcha is nemun. And here it says, not nemos, achurat samachlokis, tanoyim. Mora says, though the Rav Papa milema tanoyi, but according to Rav Papa's terrors, do you also have to say samachlokis tanoyim here or not? Because Rav Papa also before said that her own shivcha is not nemon. So here one man the other says, she is nemon. So is it machlokis tanoyim? The Mora says, loy, I'll tell you, kitani hiba mesilcha feitumai. That it says over here, we trust her, it's when she's only telling herself a story, mesilcha feitumai, not victorious edus. In other words, Viteris Edus Taka, we don't trust her. She's not Nema Viteris Edus. But Mesil Hafnei Tumai, then when she's only telling of us like a story, then we even believe the maid herself. The Mor brings a story, Ki Ho Dechiosi Rav Dimi Yomar Rav Chonan, Kar Tarkanoi, name of the place, that Mishtoi said over that Maisa Bola Fnei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. The story happened, it came in front of Yeshua Ben Levi. The Yamrlo, and some say Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishtoi was telling over the story that Maisa Bolofne Rabbi, the way the story happened in front of Rabbi, that what happened beyond the Mechel, the one person, Shoye Mesir Lefeitumai, he was Tom telling over like in a story manner, not Viteris Edus, Tom telling us over in a story manner, and said like this, that you should know that the Omar Anivi Ime Nishbeni Lebeno de Gehovim, me and my mother was both captured by the Goyim. And I watched my mother the whole time, and I know that no goyim touched her. That means Yotsosi Lishrev Maim. I went out to fetch water. Daiti Alimi. I was still thinking about my mother. In other words, I always had an eye upon my mother. Lilukoyt Eitzim. I went out to collect wood, and also Daiti Alimi. My mind was also upon my mother. So as he's saying, the son that I always watched my mother. See, even though before we said, but say this is not Nemon, but over here with just Mesilchus Vetumai Veyasiy Rabbi Lakuna Piv. And Rebbe believed him to say Edus upon his mother that the mother did not live with a goy, and she's mutter to get married to a kohen. Over there is Edus to say Edus in Bezdin, but you just found telling over a story. For Yomer, he said like this: Ani mi v'imi my mother nishbeini lebein adikachovim, we were captured by the goyim. Yotzosi lishev mayim, whenever I went down to fetch water, daiti alimi. I was always watching, and my mind was always on my mother. In other words, I always watched my mother. Look, at Eitzim, even when I had to go down to fetch the wood, Dayat Yalimi. In other words, he's saying, Claude, that he saw the way his mother was never attacked by the Goyim. The Goyim never touched her. But you see, Rabbi Lakuna Apiv, and Rabbi believed her. So you see a case that your own daughter or your son could say upon the mother in the case of Mesir Fetumai. So it could be there's no Sira on her papa. That's what Rav Papa says, your own Shivcha is not Neman. That's what she wants to say, but there is Edus. But if she come and tell us with the matzav of Mesir HaFei Tumai, there we'll believe her. So to Mishnah. Omer Reb Zecharia ben HaKotzev, HaMoyin HaZer, Rashi means Shivu Yehi, talking about his own wife really. His own wife was captured. So he says about his own wife, Lo Zoza Yoda Mitech Yodi, her hand never left my hand. Mishor Shenichnus Oerv Dikachov in Yerushalayim, V'yad Shiyotsu. That was from the time when the Goyim came into Yerushalayim until they left. I was always with my wife, and I always saw the way no goyim touched her. Omrulay the chum said back, "Ein odem made alatzmai." No, you can't say this upon yourself. In other words, ishtrek agufay to say upon your own wife, you're also not neman. So you're not neman to say that you saw the way nobody touched your own wife. The Ati apostle. Versus Tanya, we learn Latoni, we learn this. The Yafal became even so yached lo bayis bechatzeri, because Mustami he was a kohen. So even though he's saying about his own wife that no goyim ever touched her, he's not Neman. And therefore we have to be afraid that maybe she did live with the goyim, and she's also to him. She's also to be, they're also to live together. So Tony will learn like this, V'yafal pikein, so Rashi she'osru olo l'fisha koyin hoya, even though Rabbi Zechariah was a koyin, and the locher is now his wife is also to him, V'yafal pikein yachid lo bayis b'chatzeroi, he set a house aside for her in the same courtyard that he lived in. When she went out, she went out of the house first in front of all the children. In other words, that she should never be alone. When she went into that room, she came in at the end of her children. She never be that him and her are alone in the chotzer. So he let her live in the same chotzer, the same courtyard that she did, but he always made sure the children were there also. So they're never alone in the same courtyard, because he's also to live with her.
Boy Yabaya, Baya Klera Shaila. Mao Lassas Begrusha Kane. What about if a person gives his wife a get? Is he allowed to live with her in the same chotzer? Hosamu de Bishivuya Kilu. Maybe only here by Yeshivuya the Rabbanim will make all, because we don't know 100% to say for sure she's also to you. Like Midi Raisa, Mistama, she's still mutter to you. It's only Midi Rabbanim will machmer, therefore they didn't mind that she still lives in the same chotzer. But here, once you gave her a get, you're not allowed to live with her anymore. So male, they don't even want her to live in the same courtyard. Maybe there's no difference. As long as there are other people, you're not alone. You're not alone together. It should be mutter. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. It's the tiny we learned. How Megara says sister, somebody gives a get to his wife. You're not supposed to live, get married and live in the same shikun, in the same apartment house. You shouldn't live in the same shikun, in the same neighborhood as her. Don't be neighbors with her, because maybe you come to live together with her again. Let's say the husband was a kohen. You can't live with her in the same street, even in the same mavui. If it was in a small town. So Hoya Maisis is a story. For Yarmouth, they said, Kfar Kotin Nidin Kishuna. That it's also, if in a small town, everybody knows one another, you should not live there in the same city, in the same small town, that your wife, that your Grusha lives there. So the Mara, me Nidchid of Nemi. So who has to leave? In the case that says it's a small town, who has to leave the house? You or the Grusha? Like, who has the right to stay there, and who has to leave? So Toshima the Tanya, he Nidchid Miponov. She is thrown away from him. Like if he's still living there, then she, the Grusha, has to leave the neighborhood. And he doesn't have to go away because of her. Let's say though this chotzer belonged to her, it's her backyard, it's her courtyard. And then he has to go out. Since she owns it, she has the right to stay in her own property. And the husband has to leave. Or the one that he has to give her get. We have a kasha like this. What's going to be in the case that this courtyard belongs to both of them? To the wife and to the ex-wife and to the husband. What's going to be? Who has to leave now? Toshima, it says, he nitchet miponov. She has to leave in front of him. Now, but my asking, what are we talking about? In leima b'chotzer shaloi, that the courtyard b'chlal belongs to the husband. Pshita, avada, she has to leave. It's his, he owns it. Of course she has to leave. V'yela b'chotzer shaloi, elma, you want to tell me a story about where she owns the courtyard? Fred Gemara, it's not true then. With the time we learned, if the courtyard belonged to her, who needs to be put there? Then he has to go out, he has to leave. Because since she owns it, she has a right to stay there. So where is there a case that we say she has to leave because of him? Who is talking about where they both own the courtyard? They should for him. They both own the courtyard together. In such a case, we say that she has to leave and not him. Fred Gemara, no. Dilma di Ogar Meger. Maybe what, she only rented it. Maybe there's no proof in such a case. Or maybe in a case where they both rented it. Neither of them owned it. Maybe that's the case where she has to leave and not him. But maybe in a case where they both own it, we don't know what the locker is. So my heavy law, what's the maskon? In a case where they both owned it, Toshima, the Pasuk says, Hini Hashem etatalecho, that means tiltalo gover. Hashem will move you around like moving around a man. What does that mean by a man? The Yom Rav. Till Tulay de Gavra Koshim de Yisasa. It's harder for a man to move around than for a lady. Therefore, we have a suffix which one to move, and Echnami will tell the lady to move and not the man. The man has the right to stay there. Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. What's going to be Lover Heimeno Benichse Avia? He borrowed money, be Rashi, when they were still married, from her father's property. Rashi Shoye, be other Nichse Melug. She had Nichse Melug, she had property that belonged to her father. Father gave her. And the husband borrowed it from her. Is Eina Nefras Eloy Deyacher. Now, lady, after he gives her a get, when she wants to collect the money, she's not allowed to go into his house to collect the money. She has to send a messenger, somebody else, to collect the money. Erdeyacher. Shrashi Shlani Karvenu B'dvorim, they shouldn't talk together. And Omer Rav Sheshes, V'yosel Kamon Adin, if they come in front of us for a Din Torah, Loi Mitakin and Lu, we don't listen to them. Because we don't talk, let them both handle a din Torah together. Rav Papa Rama Shemaita Meshatina Lo, we even put them into Shamtoi. Rav Huna Breda Yeshua Rama Negudi Nami Menadina Lo, we give them like Malkus. And Amr Rav Nachman, Tona we learned Biyova Rapsin and Bob Rashi Mesechti, it's Gemara. When are we afraid we don't want to be together at all? When they gave her a get after they lived together. When they had Nisuyin already, they were already married with Nisuyin, they lived together, and then he gave her a get. But in the case where you gave your wife a get after you only had Kedushin, and you never lived together yet, then then we're not afraid we let you or she herself let her go and collect the money from the husband, from her ex-husband. Because she wasn't that close with him, they never lived together, therefore she's let her go and collect the money from him. There was a man and a lady, they both had Kedushin together. Rashi says, Koyin Hoyt. It was a Koyin. And all they had was just Kedushin. They didn't have Nisuyin yet. The Yosla came in the Rav, they came in front of Rav. His Yosla Ravada Bamasna Kaimei, where he sat in front of them. Uki Rav Shluchi Bentayu. He put a Shliach between the two of them. Omale Ravada Bamasna, Omer Rav Nachum, in Ton of Yav Ravsa, London of Ravsa, that Loishonu, when do we have a Shliach in between? Only when they had Nisuyin, when they lived together. But if they only had Kedushin, then they're allowed to talk to one another. We don't have to have a shlich in between them. And Eretz and Aros Fair was Sosa, they only had Kedushin together. Or Malay entered back, Kochazina the Kogaisi Badodi. I saw these two, this couple, they were very close together. Trashi Makirin, Zezebri Maitsev, I saw the way they were winking, making signs to one another. So here I was afraid I had to put a shlich in between them. Somebody in between, they should not talk directly one to another. Somebody should be in between. And Nika the army, some said, Lo yuki Rav Shlicha Bentayu. Rav did not put a Shlich in between the two of them. His omale Ravada Bamasna Nekema Shluchi Bentayu. So Ravada Rachma said, Nu, let's go put a Shlich in between the two of them. Don't have it inter, don't let them two talk together. Omale, he said back, why? I have omale, Vyoma Rav Nachman, Tona Vyoma Ravsi, we learned in the Sechta of Ravsi, that what, Lo Shonu Elim in Anasuyin, but in Erisin, they're allowed to talk together. Omalei hanimili heichad legaisi badodi. Only when they don't look so close together. Aval hani the kochazino lu the gaisi badodi. Here I saw the way the two were very close together. I'm afraid of them. Therefore, I wanted to have a shlichim between them, even though they only had kedushin and not nisuyin. All right, we'll stop here.